Hi everyone. As we are starting the new year, 2018, I was thinking a lot about time, you know, and time passing. What does time mean for us? There are people who can't imagine how the time goes by so fast. And I had a story from The Righteous that I always like to tell about time and a clock. So the story goes, it's about the sun of the seer of Lublin. So what's the seer? Why was he called the seer? He was called the seer because every person he saw, he could see straight into their soul. And he was from the city of Lublin, which I believe was in Poland. So it talks about when he passed away and all of his children came to his house and, you know, they were given everything that the seer had left for them. And one of his sons was given amazing clothes, beautiful clothes. And so he took all his clothes and he really couldn't stay a long time. And in those days, remember, it's a horse and wagon. He had to go back to his hometown, which was probably a day or two away. And he started riding on his horse and it started pouring. And so he had to stop. And he stopped in an inn on the side of the road. And he started, you know, taking off his clothes and changing into a bathrobe and talking to the innkeeper. And he decided that he was going to go and leave in the morning. So he got a good night's sleep. He got up. He had breakfast. And as he's about to leave, it starts pouring again. And he realizes that he can't leave. So he goes back into the inn and he tells the innkeeper, listen, I need to stay here another night. And the innkeeper says, okay, no problem. This is how much it's going to cost. And the man thinks to himself, oh my gosh, I don't have enough money. I wasn't expecting to stay for two nights in this inn. So the innkeeper says, you know what? Do you have anything on you that maybe I could use instead of payment? So the man says to the innkeeper, yes, I have this bag and you can look and you can take whatever you want. And so the innkeeper says, you know what, wait a second, I'm going to call my wife and she'll pick whatever it is that needs to be picked. And the wife comes and she sees in the bag, she sees a bunch of clothes that he had gotten from his father, and he had forgotten that his father had also given him a clock. And she saw the clock and she says, you know what, this I can use to make sure that I know when to milk the cows and, you know, when to do all the chores. So she takes the clock and the man says, of course you can have the clock. And the innkeeper says to her, you know what, put it in the back so no one gets jealous and no one tries to steal it. You know, there are a lot of people coming in and out and it looks like a pretty expensive clock. So she takes the clock and she hangs it in the back room. So finally, the following morning, it stops raining and the man leaves and everything is forgotten about. Now the innkeeper, every hour, hears the tick-tock and the tick-tock and the ringing of the clock. And at 1 o'clock, it'll ring once, and at 2 o'clock, it'll ring twice, like a clock is supposed to do. And after the first week, 2 weeks, month, the innkeeper and his wife were so thrilled that it was keeping time, and it was amazing. And slowly, slowly, like everything else, they got used to the sound of the clock. A number of years passed by, and it happened that another man, another Kabbalist, was staying at the inn, and he was given the back room where this clock was on the wall. This was a private room, and the innkeeper said, you know, I know you're a great Kabbalist. I want you to have your quiet, your peace, so you can study, you can do whatever it is you need to do. This is the best room in the inn. You take it. So the innkeeper, though very tired, he couldn't sleep that night. He was tossing and turning, and from the Kabbalist's room, he could hear singing and dancing. And the whole night, he was singing and dancing, and he couldn't understand what was this Kabbalist doing the whole night. It sounded amazing. And the joy and the energy from this room engulfed the whole inn. But he was so tired that he didn't have the strength to get up and ask the Kabbalist what was going on. So he fell asleep. And he decided that in the morning he was going to go and ask the Kabbalist what was going on. So the following morning, when the innkeeper went into the guest room to serve the Kabbalist his breakfast, he says to him, you know, I wonder what you did last night. And he's not even about to finish. And the Kabbalist says to him, you know, you must be wondering why I was so happy last night and why I was so ecstatic. And I have to tell you, I need to know where you got that clock that you have on the wall. The innkeeper could not understand the connection between the joy and the noise and everything that was going on that night to the clock on the wall. But he tells the Kabbalist, I see, you know, I don't remember. I got a bargain on it. There was someone that came here maybe 3 years ago, and he gave me the clock. And the Kabbalist says to him, you know, this clock belonged to the holy seer, my teacher, the holy seer of Lublin. Every time it chimed, I recognized that chime. I recognized the clock. So the innkeeper says to him, a clock is a clock is a clock. What's the difference? What's the big deal? So he says to him, you know, I see that you don't really know clocks. He says to him, I need to explain to you what a clock is. A clock, people think that a clock is made to show them when to get up in the morning, when to go to work, when to eat, when to go to sleep. But it's not true. People lived for thousands of years without clocks, and they could continue the same way. An animal doesn't need a clock to tell him when he's hungry. An animal doesn't need a clock to tell him when to go to sleep. And the innkeeper says, that's true. And he's waiting for the Kabbalist to say something. And he says, a clock shows time, meaning it reminds people that there is such a thing as time in this world. And when the Creator created the world, he created time and divided time into day and night. 12 hours a day, 12 hours a night. The minute hand and the hour hand remind us that each minute and each hour, the Creator gives life to the world and sustains each one of us. So a clock has a face, right? The face of the clock, divided into 12 hours, 1 till 12, to remind somebody that the Creator of the world takes care of everyone 24 hours a day. So a clock is really an amazing thing. The innkeeper starts understanding how amazing a clock is. But the Kabbalist says, wait, that's not all of it. The clock's tick-tocking is very happy. It reminds us all that the time is passing and that we have to enjoy time, that we have to appreciate time, we have to guard time. That time that's lost can't possibly be found again. We can't find time that's lost. So how do we show that we value time? By filling time with the best possible things. And our Kabbalists, our sages, teach us that 1 hour spent on good deeds, on good actions, on looking inwards, on thinking what we could do better, is better than the entire world to come. So when an hour passes, the clock begins to strike the hour, and it makes us think, have we done anything worthwhile in this past hour? And if not, we need to get going because another hour is going to pass. So the innkeeper says, oh my gosh, I'm so depressed. What are you doing? I've wasted so many hours in my life. What do I do now? And the Kabbalist says, don't worry, don't be ashamed. Because, you know, the Hebrew word for an hour is sha'ah, shin, ayin, hey. And what does it mean? It also means a turn. So it says in the Bible that the same way that Cain did not turn and to his offering, what does it mean? Do you want a turn is... Imagine a person walking carelessly along the road. He's not thinking of time. He's not thinking of anything. And then he realizes that he's going the wrong way. What can he do? He can turn around. He can save the time. So when we've gone astray or when we've wasted an hour, we can always turn around. We can always turn the next hour into something good, into something that we can share with people. So when they say a person can buy this whole world in 1 hour, it really means that we can buy it in one turn. We can turn everything around. We can turn away from wasting time. We can turn away from negativity. And then we can really do good. So now the innkeeper is ecstatic. He's so happy. But the guy says to the Kabbalist says to him, you know, we still are not finished with the clock. He says, it's good when we realize the position that we're in because we can turn it around. But does anyone think about what's going to happen after he's left this world? And he says, what I mean is I have every single hour of my time to spend as if I have no tomorrow. And that's an amazing thing that I was thinking about when we start 2018. We are all masters of wasting time, but we can turn it around. So now the Kabbalist says to the innkeeper, now you understand that the clock has an amazing message. It's much more important than an hour passes. And then the clock begins to chime and to remind us that we're an hour closer to the following day. We're an hour closer to the next day, so we have to make sure that we don't postpone any good thing that we want to do today. And now the innkeeper is depressed again. He says, you know, I'm so depressed again. You know, every hour that goes by, it's the next day soon, and I've wasted another hour and another hour. And the Kabbalist says, don't feel sad, because if you constantly connect to the Creator with joy, if you constantly connect to the Creator with happiness, then the secret of the clock is there. Because this clock is different from any other clock. All the clocks in the world show and remind us about all the things that I told you. But this clock talks about how close we're getting to being able to make that turn. How close we're getting to being excited. Because when a person pays attention to the tick-tock of the clock and the striking of the hours, he might be depressed. But if he understands that the Creator is there and you can connect to the Creator with joy, and he says, that's why I was dancing all night, then the wall on the clock reminds us to be happy. The wall on the clock reminds us to be excited for the message of the good news. And now you can understand why I was dancing all night, why I was so excited. So I wanted to take a moment for all of us to think, even if you see this later on in the year, if you just open this and, you know, maybe we're in April of 2018 and now 4 months have passed, think about the time that you're spending. Think about how time is precious. Don't get depressed. Enjoy. Enjoy the time. Enjoy the time with your loved ones. Enjoy the time with your friends. And think about it as if there's no tomorrow, as if everything exciting and everything good you can do today. Thank you.